You got the full movie experience with the clapper?
I've always wanted one of those.
Welcome to the CFO Show. I'm your host, Melissa Howitson, CFO of Vena. In this round-robin format episode, we're bringing you insights from Vena's Accelerate Finance 2024 conference. Throughout the event, the CFO Show team had the chance to meet with a diverse group of finance professionals. They shared their day-to-day experiences and discussed the key elements that they think are crucial for finance teams.
Is there anything from sort of like specifically the finance side of things that you're either looking forward to or really thinking about? Anything from a like technology that's going to help you out or like a process change?
Absolutely.
Or anything like that?
Absolutely. So we're trying to get away from Excel as a you know, data source. You know, I like technologies. I use Excel, but put workflow around it, process around it, security around it. So we are getting our finance folks to use new technology and the different tools outside of just Excel. And that's going to help with the efficiency that we're looking to gain with our organization as well. We always have, you know, our ears open as an organization. So if our employees have suggestions, it's not like, you know, the management is the only one who's driving change in our organization. So we're always open to hearing feedback from our employees and incorporating that feedback to make our company a better place to work and more efficient as well. And that helps with retention, right? So if the team feels they're part of a company that listens to them, it helps them with retention as well as an organization. So retention is important in every organization. Investing in technology training, it's not that important if the employee leaves. So making sure that we can retain the employees is very important as well.
Any critical performance indicators that you're looking at that's going to indicate that you are on track, that you're doing well this year or next year?
We're really fortunate being in the NFL that we get reporting that lets us know how we rank, you know, from 1 to 32 in different metrics, and also how we compare to, you know, the league averages and also, you know, peer group. So you get a peer group of 8 teams that you can compare against. So you don't get to see their specific data, but you just see the averages. And so that's really something that we look at very closely. We always want to beat the league average. We want to beat the peer group average. And we want to be number one or close to number one in as many categories as we can.
Right.
So those are really important key success indicators. And we've got a lot of those that we look at. And really probably the most important, though, what it all comes back to is what we call local EBITDA. That's the metric that's most important to us, because we've got to hit that, because it shows that we're growing locally. You know, what we control, we're good stewards of, and we're growing that.
If you're able to take a few days out of a process, what does that mean for the impact that your company can have and the mission that they do?
Prior to having like the systems that we have in place now, it was frustration. Like my staff was frustrated, mainly because, again, it's a lot of work. It's manual work that we were doing before. And then now, because we have streamlined so many of our workflows, it gives them time to breathe, to go back and look at things the way that we're doing, and then find ways to do it better and improve it. Even just the way that they do their job, like they're able to have the time to go back and see that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I want. I want to empower my staff to be able to like take a moment, take an hour out of the day and just see how they can improve their skills or their like overall, you know, workflows. And I feel like that's what we're doing now.
What keeps me up at night? The complexity of solutions, whether I'm able to deliver or not on what I promised, whether all the data integration is going to work smoothly, if certain things are falling through the cracks, and then the pieces of fine, like if the money is not there, basically is one of the biggest things. If we're not reporting the right data.
One of my challenges, and this is going to make me sound old, but one of my challenges with a lot of the younger folks is really kind of pushing that curiosity, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of accounting, when you get beyond the processing debits and credits and AP and all that, a lot of it requires a curiosity that I don't want to say the next generation doesn't have, but that's really what we've been trying to foster in our entry level or younger folks, is take the initiative, solve problems, come up with solutions rather than just, you know, processing. Because someday the processing stuff's going to get automated in some fashion, right? To really add value as an accountant, you need to be a problem solver. You need to be curious. You need to understand the business.
What sort of factors go into making you feel like it's been a successful year for the work that you do?
I'll answer that in two dimensions. One would be
the more professional business side, and then one would be deeper purpose, right? So the professional side would be seeing the selected organizations that we're working with go and make a huge difference in the world. That is what joy looks like and success looks like for us. So as Wena transforms the Office of Finance, it's beautiful to witness organizations tap into more levers of growth. I met some organizations that were in research and development. They can now do that research and development better. That's impact to humanity. That is phenomenal. So as I look at our success, the growth of these platforms would be amazing. And then at a personal level, I think purpose needs to dominate many aspects of our life. Work is not just this thing we do 9 to 5. And seeing the actual impact on society through the innovations we are creating together, that's beautiful. Like our mission at Microsoft, our mission statement is to empower every organization and every person to achieve more. And this partnership with Wena is allowing us all to do that for the Office of Finance. So personally, I mean, that's what excites me, that it's real. You can see the impact. And it's at a beautiful time, a historic time, I would say, in how the workplace dynamics are changing. So to be able to co-innovate with yourselves and to support you in driving this has been a real joy.
What are you excited about for 2025?
Reporting in a cloud-based system that people can have access from anywhere, it will be advantageous for us. In an on-prem solution, you have a certain paradigm in how you process data, how you think about data, how you interact with your data, with your journal entries, with your payables, with everything. In going to a cloud-based ERP, we're really having to shift a lot of paradigms. So it's going to be a lot of change management, but I think it'll be really excellent for the users once they get beyond the initial, like, oh gosh, this is different. Like, it's going to really enable us to do a lot of different things that we're doing with kind of band-aid solutions right now. So I'm really looking forward to bringing a lot of solutions that we have either custom built or band-aided together, bringing them into a single solution and going from there. I think that's what 2025 looks like for us.
The CFO Show is brought to you by Vena, the only complete planning platform natively integrated with Microsoft 365. With Vena, your finance and operations team can maximize your productivity and efficiency to deliver data and insights to your whole business faster. Vena lets your team use the Microsoft apps they already know and love, like Excel and PowerPoint, while giving your business the power of scale through a robust centralized database and AI capabilities. Learn more at venasolutions.com.
Either custom built or band-aided together, bringing them into a single solution and going from there. I think that's what 2025 looks like for us.
I would say the whole purchasing, contracting, sourcing division, like we need to really ramp that up and invest in some more, I'll say, expertise in that area. We just haven't been big enough to have that. So we do some stuff. When I talk about integration, I mean, sometimes we're doing things differently at different facilities and we're not taking advantage of scale because we're not used to having hand scale, right? So I think that's one area. And along with that can come contract management systems and technology, but it also comes with the expertise of I need somebody internally with that expertise to kind of help drive that. So that's one thing that's kind of front and center for me. And then the other is IT. I mean, we've outsourced most everything. I mean, we don't have anything on, well, we have a couple things on-prem, but for the most part, we're all cloud-based. Yep. So I'm operating, you know, multiple sites and multiple locations with 3 IT people because they are, at the end of the day, troubleshooting desktop kind of fixing people. We have 600 and some employees. We're going to be at 700 and some employees. It's not sustainable. And it's not sustainable, not just from a support standpoint, but also we probably maximize what we can in terms of getting stuff off-prem and cloud. But like there are, I mean, even things we need to be doing from a security standpoint that we just can't do because we don't have the people to do it. So that's probably the other areas I'm really looking at is how can we invest? We have a great IT leader, but how can we give him some more resources, you know, to invest in that? I keep saying already, 2025 is going to be the year of efficiency, operational efficiency and integration so we can get this growth under our belt and humming, and then we'll start going out and looking again.
Resource allocation, it's the bandwidth. We have so many things to do. So much change is going on constantly, internally within the organization and externally in the world. So much new technology is coming in. So we have to make sure that we leverage that, that we're learning new things and at the same time continuing to deliver on the tasks that we have to deliver on. That's always a challenge. there's always some turnover. I mean, that's just part of the business. And then when the new person comes in, we have to make sure they're comfortable with the tool, with our existing functionality. They like it. They're not fighting it. It's not like, well, we used to have that in my previous organization. Why can't we just have that? And so you have to really get people through that kind of hurdle in order to make everything work smoothly and transition that.
Any like exciting opportunities that you see sort of that you think might take your team to the next level?
Oh, absolutely. So we have so many new initiatives, specifically reporting for the league, AUP, agreed upon procedures, the conforming statements, all the other NFL specific deliverables that we work on all the time. We're able to automate a part of that. We're able to work on those pieces faster. And then we're working together to see if we can poach expertise and the know-how from the other teams and then exchange value that from in that perspective, just to make sure that everything that we do works faster, works better, and is smoother.
Are there any specific tools that you can think of that you think might help that happen? Getting more collaboration, more of that knowledge from different places. Anything that kind of comes to mind there?
Data visualization, reporting, creating inference out of data. And then the Power BI comes into mind right away. Also, all the other department managers and department heads, and I'm talking about very senior individuals that are very busy. I'm talking about senior VPs, MVPs that are running other departments. I've worked with them all the time on budgets, and not just on budgets, but how they're entering those budgets. And that piece is very important because not everyone is the same. Someone who is part of the marketing team, they're not into IT. I have to make sure that when they are working on their budgets, it's easy enough for them to access all the data. And at the same time, it's intelligent enough to really capture everything that we need to capture from them.
For 2025, we want to hire more. I think right now we're at the point where we want to make people more efficient. But once we have the training as well as the technology in place, we're going to hire more and scale up as we need to for next year. We've got a good pipeline for next year as well. So it's a matter of making sure we've got the operational efficiency first before we scale up and as an organization as well.
What are those roles or skills that you're looking at? Right now, you're doing a lot of training, but as you're thinking about hiring, is there anything that's kind of on your mind as like a role or a set of skills that you think is just going to accelerate your team's growth in the future?
Absolutely. We're looking for folks who are, you know, who like technology, whether it's finance, accounting, or consulting. You know, we are a technology company, so we need to embrace technology and make sure that we use it efficiently as well. So in terms of skills, we're always looking for people who have the technical aptitude to learn new skills and maintain existing solutions that they have through training as well.
When you're thinking about like trainability, people who are interested in taking on and learning and like kind of branching out, is that something that sort of like is across the board at Delbridge?
Absolutely.
That makes a difference?
Absolutely. We always look for people who are entrepreneurial and have the soft skills. I think technical skills you can teach. Soft skills, it's embedded, right? So we always look for employees in our organization who have the soft skills, who fit the cultural mold that we have in the organization as well. We're also about team building. We do a lot of team events and making sure that, you know, our coworkers attend and be part of the team as well. So I know everybody's working from home, but we do like to have people periodically also visit the office to make sure that the culture of the company, you know, is still being maintained. And there's also bonding that's happening within the employees as well.
A big thank you to everyone who attended Accelerate Finance 2024 and to those who participated in these live episodes of the CFO Show. And of course, thank you for tuning in. Please take a moment to rate and subscribe to the show. It helps others to find us. For the CFO Show, I'm Melissa Howitson. Until next time.